The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Friday to you. Welcome into a new day on the program. And sounds weird to say, but the final day of the week for me, considering we just came back to work yesterday, but that's the benefit of having a holiday week where the holiday is in the middle of the week. Breaks it up. And you know, there's a lot of people who are pushing for the idea of the four-day work week. And I've heard different approaches to that, that if there was a four-day work week, would you rather it be, you know, you had Monday off? Would you rather that you had Friday off? Or would you rather have Wednesday off in the middle? And I think a majority of people would say that they either wanted the Monday or the Friday off, so that they had three straight days off. But I kind of like the day off in the middle. I don't think we're ever going to get to a four-day work week, by the way. I mean, some companies may adopt it, but I don't think it'll ever become the standard or the norm. And you have Henry Ford to thank for the five-day, eight-hour work. Actually, you have unions to thank for that because they're the ones that pared it down. But and Henry Ford was, let's just say he was always thinking about his labor force and how to increase the output from them. He bought the Wayside Inn in Sudbury and would raise, you know, boys there. He would bring boys there to live and work on a farm there with the intention of then turning them into factory workers afterwards. I shouldn't say turn into. It wasn't like, you know, he was forcing them into anything, but it was like now, you know, you go from living and working on the farm to he offers you a job in the factories. So... Well, we've got a lot of stuff to cover. Phil is off today, by the way. He is under the weather, so this is the time of year where people are going to get sick. We don't want them to come in here and get everybody sick. We can only really deal with one person being out at a time, so we want to keep the people that are here healthy and let the sick people stay home so that they can get better faster. That's one thing I will say about working here as compared to, you know, other jobs I've had. Other jobs I've had, it's like, nope, you're sick. Yeah. What do you got, a cold? Come into work. And here it's like, if you even sneeze, they're like, are you all right? Do you want to go home? Because it is such a tenuous business where, you know, if you get sick and your voice goes, you're useless. What are you going to do? And as somebody who has done the shows with no voice in the past, I understand. So I'm happy if people who are not feeling well need to stay home and rest up. And Phil will take today to do that, and he'll be back on Monday. But also, you know, when you know that you've got somebody with a history of health problems like Chris McCarthy has, that also makes you want to keep the sick people away because we don't want to put him at risk where he's, you know, immunocompromised. But I'm not talking out of school here about his health issues. You know, he was talking about it yesterday. And what fun that was to hear Chris and Marcus back together again yesterday. If you missed it, Marcus was in for all 3 hours with Chris. It was a day off for him from his regular job. So he came in and spent the morning with Chris, and it was just great hearing them back together. But as Marcus said, you know, he had opportunities and things that he could accomplish in his day job that make a big difference in the world and with the people with autism. So obviously that's his passion, but he still has the talk radio bug in him. So it's good that he could exercise that a little bit. So we have in that fire that happened on Christmas Day, the one in Acushnet, they released the names of the victims in the fire. It was a husband and wife. It was 89-year-old Leo Leonis or Leone and 87-year-old Annette Leonis. And they're still trying to determine the cause of that fire. But the preliminary investigation found that there was a wood stove and a wall outlet with a multi-prong adapter in the area of where the fire seems to have started. So either could have either started or contributed to the fire. And you know, this is exactly what firefighter Anthony was warning us about on Christmas Eve when he called in, that, you know, these are the things that unfortunately lead to so many of these fires that we have in the wintertime. How people are heating their homes. And it's been colder. I mean, the temperatures have been kind of up and down, but right now it's 19 degrees. So yeah, people that are waking up, they want to have some kind of heating source on. And what probably happens is, maybe not today because folks are probably still off from holiday break, a lot of people, but you know, they wake up, they turn on the heat. And if they use a wood stove, if they use an electric heater, if they use electric baseboards, you know, they turn the heat on and then they might turn it down again before they leave. But something could happen while they're not there or while they're asleep. And so we've just got to try to be as safe as we can. And if you ever have any questions about how safe something is, call your local fire department and ask them. They would rather that you call them and ask them about something. Is it okay to plug this in like this? Is it okay to run this overnight? They would rather you call them and ask them than to have to show up at your house on a call. And they'll know what the risks are. They'll know if it's a good idea or not. And you can trust them. They want you to be warm, but they also want you to be safe. There's also a story that there's a crash that happened at the Hotel Providence this morning. And I saw something on ABC6 just as I was coming back into the studio. And it said that there's a hole that has resulted as a result of that. So we're keeping an eye on that to see if there's anything more that develops there. But I wanted to direct your attention also to, if you remember earlier this week, we were talking about the New Bedford Light report about Mayor John Mitchell's travel over a one-year period. The Light got all the information about his trips and compared that to trips of other mayors in Massachusetts. That he's, you know, Mayor Mitchell spent 27 business days, 27 full business days on business trips. On the, in the 1 year period that they analyzed, going from places like Horta in Portugal, San Diego, California, Santa Barbara, California, Washington, D.C., Miami, Florida, of course, is much talked about trip to Israel, Kansas City, Missouri, Baltimore, Maryland. All those trips totaling $14,414.62 out of city money. And the light spoke to the mayor about it and got comments from his spokesperson and figured out exactly what was, you know, the reasons behind all of these trips. But telling the light that the trips allow him to learn new ideas, advocate for New Bedford's interests, bring federal resources back to the city, and promote the city's industries. And while I didn't think that the light was accusatory in its tone, the idea of just writing the article probably had some folks thinking, well, what are they suggesting here? Are they trying to just suggest by putting this article out that there's a question about it? And I don't think that was the intention. It's been a much talked about thing here on the radio, especially when the mayor went to Israel. You know, why is the mayor of New Bedford going to Tel Aviv? Why is the mayor of New Bedford going to a foreign nation when it's clearly not for New Bedford's interests? And it's because he is part of the leadership of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, because he has been so actively involved in it. He's become one of the, well, what's the term? Is it a trustee? I forget what the term is. Board member? I'll have to look. But he is part of the leadership. And so he does have responsibilities as being part of that leadership. So there's a letter to the, well, an opinion piece written in New Bedford Light, on newbedfordlight.org today from former mayor John Bullard. And it's titled, Opinion, You Cannot Do the Job of Mayor by Sitting Inside the City's Boundaries. And I'm just going to give you a little bit of what Mayor Bullard wrote. I write concerning the article about Mayor Mitchell's travel. I am a co-founder and ardent supporter of the New Bedford Light. I was the mayor of New Bedford from 1986 to 1992. I think this story is some of the worst reporting and editing I have ever seen. It starts with the faulty and unsubstantiated assumption that travel is bad and builds a hatchet job around that baseless assumption. My political opponents used to accuse me of traveling too much. I responded that my job was to solve New Bedford's problems and seek out opportunities and to learn the answers to the problems, the resources to solve the problems, the people to help us, the examples to learn from, the companies to attract. All of those things existed outside of the city's boundaries. You cannot do the job of mayor by sitting inside its boundaries. You have to travel. And he talks about how he was very active as well in the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and that he too went to Jerusalem during his time as mayor. And he points to some of the accomplishments that Mayor Mitchell has done as a result of his travel, such as the hundreds of millions of dollars that are coming into New Bedford, especially into the port of New Bedford. And he writes, people who don't travel for a living think it's a junket. I've spent far too much time in hotel rooms, taxi cabs, airports, and other people's offices. It is a grind, and all the time you miss your family and dinner with your kids. But you do it for your city or the work that is your mission. New Bedford Light, teach us what this incredibly intricate city of New Bedford is. You are way better than this. And then they have an editor's note. It says the New Bedford Light's newsroom is scrupulously independent. Only the editors decide what to cover and what to publish. Founders, funders, and board members have no influence over editorial content, which is, you know, just a requirement because, you know, they have to identify that he is one of the co-founders of the New Bedford Light, but also that he doesn't influence the editorial decisions, which is true. That happens all the time where, and they have to put those disclaimers in. But Mayor Bullard is saying you cannot do the job of mayor without traveling. And so instead of being something that this is a negative, this is actually a positive. It's a positive to say, look at how much more he's traveled than the other mayors. Because he's advocating for his city on a bigger stage. And so the fact that Mayor Bullard came out so passionately about supporting this, you know, I'm gonna take it from a guy who did the same job and who had the same accusations lobbed against him, that it is necessary. But I also understood its necessity anyway, because it just makes sense to me. This isn't, you know, 100 years ago. This isn't Mayor Ashley traveling all over the world and then, you know, they have to send him a telegram when something goes wrong. Mayor Mitchell can be in all of these places and in communication with his team and able to run the city remotely. So I don't think that this is the negative that people make it out to be. I also don't think it's as biased of a report as Mayor Bullard is saying. I don't think it came in with the assumption that travel is bad. I think it came in with the assumption of, or with the thesis of, Mayor Mitchell travels more than any other mayor. Here's why. Here's where he went, how much it cost, and why. And the New Bedford Light was designed to continue the pun, to shine the light on things in the city that people have questions about. And certainly I can speak from experience. People have had questions about why the mayor travels so much. So the article to me didn't come across as a hit piece. It came across as a explainer. And if that's, you know, maybe Mayor Mitchell, because we know that he can be a little bit combative to criticism, that maybe he might have been like, hey, why are they writing this about me? Like, this is unnecessary. But that's just because he's probably missed the conversations that people have been having, say, on the radio, and I'm sure in person, and obviously amongst the council, because Councillor Morad had comments to say about it to the Light. So there's questions about it, and it's okay to question things, but just realize that sometimes, as they say, there's no there. And I really hate that saying. I really do. Stupid. But there doesn't seem to be any reason to question this, unless you're saying, well, I don't want somebody to advocate for New Bedford on a national or even international stage. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Going to take my first break of the morning and we'll be back in a few moments. I'm free, and then I see you reach for me. Sometimes I want to give up, want to give in. I want to quit the fight, and then I see you, baby. And of course, John Waite went from missing you to seeing you smile. And a lot of people don't realize, same guy, same voice. And there was a lot of that in the 80s. You know, you had guys that were solo artists and in bands. You know, I think none bigger than Phil Collins, who was one of the biggest stars of the 80s on his own, and then still also, you know, put out albums with Genesis. I mean, think about 1985, 86, 87. Phil Collins was everywhere. Everywhere. I'm looking at the video on the TV from ABC6 of the hole that is in the Providence Hotel from that crash. And that looks pretty rough. I hope everybody's okay. I mean, the preliminary details are... Just give you that. Hold on one second. Let me just refresh it to see if they've updated anything. The preliminary details are heavy damage to the front of the building. The car crashed into the hotel and no word yet on any injuries. So the car looks a little bit roughed up, but it doesn't look like anything was, you know, the windshield isn't smashed or anything. So hopefully everybody is okay. 508-996-0500. By the way, if you're wondering why we didn't have the news at 6:30, Phil is under the weather. So you get me all morning. And you can also send your app chat messages, your open line voicemails on the WBSM app. This being the final weekend of 2024. And I don't know how much stock you put into, you know, the new year, new me idea, the idea of when the calendar changes, that's your opportunity to start instituting your own changes. I don't know if you are a person who makes resolutions. As I've always said, you know, I don't make resolutions because I end up not following them and breaking them. And so it's just setting myself up for failure. My resolution every year was to lose weight. And I finally did it. But I had to have help with it. Last year, I said, I'm not going to make any resolutions except for, you know, I kind of resolved to myself that whatever happened with my cancer, I was going to fight my way through it and just, you know, not get down about it, not get upset about it, just do what needs to get done. Whatever the doctors say to do, I'm going to do, and I'm not going to complain. And as it turned out, I mean, I was fortunate enough to have a type of cancer and detected early enough that it wasn't a problem like that. I never got to that point. I just had to show up on the day of surgery and have them take out the kidney. But it could have gone differently. It could have already have spread. I could have had, you know, complications afterwards. I could have run into issues with only having one kidney, but thankfully, you know, knock on Formica, everything was good. But that was really the only thing I was thinking as we approached New Year's. I wasn't nervous about it, but I was a little apprehensive about it because I'd never really had surgery. I had had the kidney stone removed in September, but that's, you know, they don't actually cut you open for that. I'm not going to describe what they do, but it involves, you know, I've been trying to think of a way to put it where if you're eating breakfast, they stick things in you and then they just pull it out. They don't have to cut you open. But this was, you know, actually going under the knife. And it's still a little surreal. Like the way that the whole thing went down, because like it never really, I never felt any kind of like depression or anything about it. It was like, we think you have cancer. Okay. Well, what are we going to do? Like there was never any time to sit around and really worry about, well, what happens if it gets worse? What happens if I need to go through chemo? What happens if I, you know, because as they said, you know, kidney cancer, you don't have to do all of that, but if it spreads, you will. And then you do get a little bit worried when you say, well, if they found it in November, why are they waiting until January to take it out? Shouldn't they take it out right away? But they, you know, they know what they're doing. But that was how I was feeling, you know, heading into New Year's 2024. And then my previous resolution before that, if I made one, was to lose weight. So I started that in 23. So I must have done something right. But other than that, I don't make any resolutions because it sets you up for disappointment. You've got to look at it as a lifestyle change or an altering of your, say, schedule. So if your New Year's resolution is to be on time for everything and to not be late anymore, well, don't make it a resolution to do that, because then the minute that you break it, the minute that you are late, you just say, well, broke my resolution, and then you just give in. And you say, I guess I'm just going to chronically be late. But if you say, hey, I'm going to take this opportunity with a new year, a new calendar, a new outlook to change my schedule and the way I do things, well, that's a lifestyle change. That's not a resolution. And I had to go through that too as somebody who was chronically late, and I was able to figure it out. 508-996, more or less. 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi, it's me.
Hello.
It's me. I'm ready for the walk. I'm ready to step outside, and you've already been out there. So more or less, am I going to freeze to death or what?
Yeah, it's about 19, 20 degrees right now, but it's nice and clear. So just, I would say, be careful. And there might be little spots of black ice because there was some kind of moisture on the ground when I left. So.
I hate that. Well, I could always come back in. Like, I do all the floors from top to bottom, every stairwell, but it's there's no air ventilation in here. I like to breathe when I'm walking, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good idea. You should definitely not stop breathing while you're walking. That'd be a bad
idea. That's right. But it's kind of hard when you're wearing a mask. I still put a mask on because I do encounter people in the hallway here. There's a lot of sick people here. We lost two people just this week, week. Well, one young girl, I wouldn't even say she was maybe 35. She was on dialysis for a long time. She didn't want it no more. And she stopped. So she's gone. And we lost another woman. I think it was fourth floor. I don't know what was wrong with her, but she's gone. Anyway, and look at that baby driver, huh? Hudson Meeks, 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
16, falling out of a car. You don't put a seatbelt on anymore? I do.
I don't know. I mean, I thought that was kind of automatic for younger people. I thought younger people were just like, you know, unlike older folks who had to learn to wear a seatbelt, I think younger kids just grew up with it and always just did it.
And what a good-looking young guy. Is that Irish parents famous? I don't even know.
I'm not sure.
I don't even know who he is.
I just know him from seeing him on the news. I don't even think I've seen that movie.
I haven't seen the movie, but I heard it on the news. And I said, let me look that up. 16 years old. And the images immediately came up. A good-looking young guy. And I think he was in a movie with Kevin Spacey, because one of the photographs that came up, he's in there with him with different stars that I guess he was in movies with. Kevin Spacey, disgusting. Let's not talk about him. Now, about the lottery tonight, mm-hmm. That miserable, miserable game. I did decide to get my steady numbers and my mother's that I still play even though she's gone. But I think that might be it. Or unless, if nobody wins that tonight, can you imagine a new jackpot? it's going to be disgusting if one person gets all that money. That's what I don't like. There's plenty there to share with many winners, you know. So my original thought was to just not play anymore when the price of the ticket reaches the $5. I think it's in April.
Right.
That's for sure. I may continue still living there, but not when it hits $5. I will not take $5 out of my wallet for that. They're enticing people. They're wanting you to think you're going to win more chances and better money. No, I don't fall for it. I'm going to see how that works out and how it plays out, how many big winners and how high the jackpot gets. And that's the only game I ever play is the Mega Million, because it always had bigger jackpots. The Powerball, not so much.
If you play, how many tickets do you buy? Just one?
I get my steady number that I've played for so many years and my mother's. And every now and then I will tell the clerk, give me a quick pick from the machine. And I have no problem winning that Mega Ball at the end. I'm always seeming to get that. And one of them is my mother's steady numbers. And she has that different numbers that come out all the time on the end. So I don't understand it. $2, $2, unless you match it with one of the five numbers in the front. Then you get $4 instead of two. What a lousy... It's even hard to just get that ball most of the time. And when you get it, you get $2. That's very discouraging, too, right there.
Well, that part's going up, so...
I'm going to have to take my little Stella baby to the vet because, I don't know, I just went to pet her this morning and I couldn't get near her head. She squeals so because she can't really meow because she's damaged. But that was the biggest noise she ever made. So I don't know if she got hurt or something. And it would have happened when I wasn't home because she never got hurt in front of me. But she's going in because I have to do her claws anyway. And the good thing about that is where I go, if you take them in for just the claws, it's $15. But if you're taking the animal in for any other problem like I am, she'll get the clipping for free of her claws. So that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be free as long as you're going for something else.
Well, somebody offered to trim my cat's claws, and I gotta bring him because he's insane, and he's clawing everything, so...
They're going to, a friend of yours clip it for nothing, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice to have somebody. I mean, I could do that. I just can't bring myself to do it because I don't know if I'm going to go too far or not far
right.
enough. Or she's
Same
not
going
to like it and jump and scratch. I don't know.
I couldn't.
I just rather let them do it.
I couldn't trim my dog's nails because my dog had black cuticles. So you had no idea where to stop. So you would definitely trim too far. And even the vet a few times trimmed too far because, like, you just don't know. So, but
yeah, now she won't eat her breakfast. So now I don't know. Maybe it's just a bad earache. I don't know, but I have to find out.
Well, hopefully you find out. Hopefully it's an easy thing.
Have a great weekend.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And we'll take more calls, 508-996-0500. But right now I've got to take a break. We'll be right back. And speaking of Phil Collins earlier, that's him there. So just be aware that bird flu has been detected in New England. State and federal agriculture officials announced Thursday that lab testing confirmed bird flu sickened a flock in northwestern New England. This comes from WPTZ up there in Vermont. The Vermont Agency of Agriculture, Food, and Markets said testing conducted in Franklin County on December 19th revealed the presence of highly pathogenic avian influenza, also known as bird flu, in a backyard flock of birds. The flock was non-commercial and non-poultry, but it did not specify any more locations than that. And, of course, now they're warning people about what's in the cat food if you have the fresh cat food that involves turkey and, This could be the next thing to keep an eye on, but no human-to-human transmission so far. We've got to take one final break here for this hour. We'll be right back. All right, that's going to do it for this hour. Stay tuned. We will have more for you coming up. And, of course, later on, Chris McCarthy is back. He'll be with you at 9 a.m. And then today, filling in for Barry Richard, who is on vacation, we have Brian Thomas returning. So, and of course... You'll also get a preview of what Brian will be talking about tomorrow on Brian's Beat as well. But a little bit of a scheduling note for you. The Patriots are going to be on tomorrow here on WBSM. So because it is a Saturday game and
New Year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.